Keep going, the end of verse 12. David's life was available to God, for God to use. And that's why God picked him as his servant. He is chosen of God. And so he sent him, brought him in, and he was ruddy, bright-eyed, good-looking, and the Lord said, "Arise, anoint him, for this is the one." Now, keep your finger here, and let's go back to Psalm 132. I want to explain to you, and you really have to kind of catch it. It goes by fast, but I really think that one of the rewards of diligent Bible study is catching those little notes that God puts in. But it says here in Psalm 132, it tells us what David did during those monotonous, endless hours when he was watching over the dumb, fearful, and easily wandering sheep. Psalm 132, verses 3 and 4. He sought God ahead of his personal comforts. Can you imagine being out there, if you've ever been around sheep, when you take care of sheep, you smell like a sheep, you know? You're constantly having to get them back. I mean, they just will topple over and tip over and get lodged here and fall and wander away. And you're bringing them back and carrying them and protecting them. And so you're kind of, it's not easy work. And look at, surely I'll not go in the chamber of my house. You know, go take a hot shower. I'll not go just crash on my bed. I will not just take a nap. Verse 5, until I find a place for the Lord. Boy, we could translate it into our lives today. David's life was available for God to use. You know, I hear so many that tell me, young people of all ages, young people in their 30s and 40s, they say, "I just don't have time to read the Bible. When I get home from work, I'm so tired. When I go home from school, I'm so tired." You know what David said? "I'm so tired that I have to do anything I can to make room for God." That's why his life was available for God. Look at verse 5. He made time for God. Verse 6, this was when he was a shepherd boy, when he was in Ephrathah, when he was in the fields of the woods. That's when he made time for God. Verse 7, what was on his heart? Let us go to his tabernacle. He was longing for God. Verse 9 at the beginning, let your priests be clothed with righteousness. As he thought about the tabernacle, as he thought about the priests, as he thought about those that waited before God, he pondered the fact that God wanted them to have personal purity, and he wanted it for himself. David pondered the priority of personal purity. And look at the end of verse 9. He was strengthened by righteous living. It says at the end of verse 9, your saints will shout for joy. You know what the Bible says? The righteous are as bold as a lion, but the wicked run when no one's even chasing them. Nowadays, there is so much weakness in the church because the righteous are not bold as lions, because there's secret wickedness in their lives. I like it. Someone finally assessed, I don't remember where I read it this week, but you know, everybody's getting philosophical, and they're talking about how come just within the last 10 years we threw out a presidential candidate because he was caught with a picture of him with someone else's wife, you know, out cavorting in some South Sea island. Not doing anything, just with someone other than his wife, and they threw him out. He couldn't be a presidential candidate. But we know what our president's doing, and nothing has happened. And these philosophers have said the reason is Americans are reflecting on their own personal shame and guilt, their secret sin, and they're saying maybe if we leave him alone, people will leave us alone. You know what God is saying here? That the saints should shout for joy because they have the strength of righteous living. They have the quietness and assurance that God gives because our hearts overflow with joy when we walk in his way. We should be bold. We should be bold as lions. And especially young people should have that glow in their lives, the glow of purity and the glow of the power of righteousness. That's what God says. And David's life was available for God to use because, as it says in verse 5, he found a place for the Lord. He made time for God.